Well, a very happy 2014 to you from me, Lucy McNamara, and the Northern Soul podcast. Now, this podcast, I'll be bringing you an interview from Manchester-based singer-songwriter Vinnie Peculiar, and there'll be music from Scandinavian popsters No No Knows. Now, if you can tell me where you've heard their song before, I'll give you my last Ferrero Rocher. How's that for a bit of chocolate-covered incentive? Well, here they are with Pumpkin Blood, followed by a bit of Diane Birch, who was discovered playing piano in an LA hotel by minuscule singer Prince. Remember him? But first, the No No Knows.
Love you, God. That's all the love. Is she close enough to hurt? When she takes it, does it make it worse? Can you still kill a perfect day with a twinkle in your eye? With a twinkle in your eye. Do you steal away when she's asleep? And does she close her eyes and pay the asking price? Does she suffer with a smile?
After the No No No's, and you'll have heard them on the Samsung Galaxy ad on the telly. Well, after that, I played you Diane Birch with All the Love You Got. Discovered by Prince, she was in LA, as I said. I think she sounds a bit Stevie Nicks. Anyway, so my lovely interview with Vinnie Peculiar. Vinnie is a singer-songwriter, as I said, from Manchester, whose music the Rolling Stone magazine describe as quintessentially English, homespun tunesmithery in the Robin Hitchcock, Martin Newell vein. Rye, nostalgia, witty wordplay. Very, very good. Perhaps more recently known he is for his collaboration with Bonehead from Oasis and their band Parlour Flames. You can listen to an interview I did with them at the Ramsbottom Festival back in September by going to the Northern Soul website. But I wanted to catch up with Vinnie and hear what's inspiring him now and what he's got planned for 2014.
That was the cleanest, kind of warmest festival I think we did last year, and we did quite a few of the main festivals with Parlour Flames. Since then we carried on gigging, but we came to a bit of a halt towards the end of the year and decided to do a few other things. And I know Bone's been doing a few other projects, and I've got this solo album coming out, kind of solo, but they're always collaborative and they're always band albums, but this is a retrospective album. It comes out on Cherry Red in March, I think, first week in March.
What can we expect from that then?
Well, I've just taken a collection of songs that I've recorded over the years. Some are as old as like 12 years old, some are newer. I've remixed some of them and I've re-recorded a couple of them. They'll all be slightly different. I mean, certainly the remix tracks that I did from, 2003, 2005, that kind of era, we're all done onto 2-inch tape, so been able to be a bit more experimental now with them. I've been working with a brilliant remix producer and engineer called Dave Marsden. He's based in Southport. We're really happy with the results, as were Cherry Red, and they're putting it out. They're the same label that did the Parlour Flames album. So that's exciting, but I mean, I suppose I've finished all the bass and drums and half of the guitars and half of the vocals and probably three quarters of the keyboards and other bits and bobs on a new Vinnie Peculiar album, which I'm hoping to put out in 3 or 4 months' time, once it's all done, really. So I've been spending time. I did the bass and drums in the studio with Ollie Collins and Shay Beresford, who also play with Parlour Flames. And I've been working on those songs now for a month or two.
Let's talk a bit about your early career, because it's been certainly a very interesting one, hasn't it? Because you've worked with all sorts of people. You've opened for some pretty amazing people. I mean, Evan Collins, British Sea Power, more than that, obviously, I'm sure. What was that time like in music for you?
Well, I think I only did about four, couple of shows with Edwin. I remember one particularly, not long before he got ill, in the Glee Club in Birmingham. And he was very sweet, and his wife too was very kind and very supportive. British Sea Power, I think I did a couple of gigs with them. Who else did you mention? I mean, I have worked with quite a few, I suppose, well-known people. You know,
well, obviously from Oasis,
The Smiths Rhythm Section were part of my band.
I was waiting at the bus stop, heading off to work at the mental hospital. Harrington jacket, smoking P&H. I'd spent forever in the record shop. It was just another routine summer's day back in Selly Oak. When the sun had seemed a little too bright for the sky, and little figurines started to dance in my mind's eye, I had a vision. I had a vision. Transfixed, all that I could see was a psychedelic wash of light. The cars left pretty trails behind, and the road started melting like a Salvador Dali painting. A sense of inner harmony and peace took over me. Like I knew what I was here for, like I knew what to believe. I had a vision. I had a vision. The bus drove past me, I was on another plane, but the plane came down soon after that. I was just sat there, people were staring. Someone said, "Are you okay?" I said, "I've never felt this good before." So I took the day off sick. I went to bed in the middle of the afternoon. I had a vision. I had a vision. I had a vision. I had a vision. We'll be right back.
Just after Vinnie Peculiar there with A Vision from the new album released in early March. And rest assured, we'll be hearing more from him later in the show. Well, just after that, I played The Drowners with Love Hold Me Down. Drowners are named after Suede's debut single and frontman Matt High's all-time favourite band, The Smiths. Now, they're from New York. The Guardian's Paul Lester describes them as less Britpop than punk pop. Frontman Matt's actually from the Rhondda Valley in Wales. Yeah, I hesitated there, but decided against trying to do a Welsh accent. I like to try my accents, but yeah, definitely can't do a Welsh accent. Always comes out completely wrong. No, you wouldn't know where he's from. Anyway, you'll be pleased to know that I've decided not to do that. Anyway, he's from the Rhondda Valley, scouted by a model agent, moves to New York, the rest is history, blah, blah, blah. Now, if you like what you're hearing, then please tweet me at Lucy_McNamara. I want to hear from you to find out what bands you're tipping for the top. Now, Shane tweeted that he'd like to hear an interview from New Order. All I can say is that I am working on it, but in the meantime, here is New Order and Blue Monday.
Like you do when chose to leave. Made the choice, you chose to leave. You made the choice, you chose. Soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Shitters in your fever, scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the wild things go? They go along to take your honey. Way down how we build our breakfast down and save my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, toe to toe. The fear has gripped me, but here I go. Pistol shows, hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine, my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle and toe to toe. The fear has gripped me, but here I go. My heart sings as I jump up. Soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Germaline, disinfect the scene. My love, love, love. Please don't go. I love you so, my lovely.
Played you three in a row there with New Order, Blue Monday. The Dexters, Recover. Dexters, Findlay, who we spoke to here on the Northern Soul podcast last week. She's been touring with them. And then finally, the most excellent Alt-J with one of my favourite tunes, Breeze Blocks. Let's hear more from Vinnie Peculi, though. I interviewed him in Salford this week ahead of his album release on Cherry Red Records in March. He's worked with some all-time greats, including The Smiths, Edwyn Collins and Oasis, as we heard.
One of the most interesting people that I spent some time with working, I'm doing that rabbit thing, inverted comma, working thing, was with Bill Drummond, who obviously from the KLF, and he's interesting. We were artists in residence in 2004, I think it was, in a festival in Ireland called Cathedral Arts Festival in Northern Ireland. I subsequently ended up, to cut a long story short, doing a load of gigs with Bill, because Bill at the time had created something called a soup line, which was a line that he drew on a map between Nottingham and Belfast. And along that line, if you were lucky enough to live there and contacted him, he would come and make a big vat of soup and share it with you and talk about why he was doing it. And there was a lot of intrigue about it, but I think ultimately all I could glean from his monologues after people have eaten was it was a nice thing to do, and there was a heritage in his family about making soup for people. It's quite often the case with Bill. He's someone who follows his artistic instincts quite ruthlessly, and I guess that was one of his projects. So I probably did 30 gigs with Bill in various people's houses. It was quite pleasant, really.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. You know, it sounds very different.
Yeah, it was different. You have a lot of soup. You get a bit fed up with it, but we're not really allowed to talk about, not the same soup again. Because, but it was great. And and Bill was one of my heroes, you know, from the KLF days. And just from being aware of him being someone who was prepared to push the boundaries of creativity and art into sometimes more controversial areas. But I think he was very sincere. He wasn't such a... I had this idea of him being some kind of prankster, but he's actually a really sincere artist, and I got a lot of respect for Bill. He's doing this project... Well, he's doing various projects, but his new project argues that all music has run its course anyway, the 17, and we're all wasting our time, I think. Well, that kind of thing.
That sounds positive.
Well, it is. It's all about starting again and making new noise that doesn't reflect the noise that's already been made, I think.
Well, then, that makes sense.
He'd sum it up better, but he gets 17 people together, creates the group of 17, records them very briefly, and then deletes it and then starts again. But that's like an arts project that kind of runs across various groups.
When I see you crying, if your tears run out, so you a thundercloud. When you're tired of trying, I won't stay away. I don't care what other people say. When there's nothing left to do, I will pull you close and wrap my arms around you. No, I won't ever quit.
Well, before we hear more from Vinny, that was Jeremy Messersmith with Tourniquet there. Signed to Glassnote Records, he's originally from Minneapolis. I love saying that. Always sounds like a cartoon place, Minneapolis. Why is that? His new single, Heart Murmurs, is out on February the 2nd. So look out for that, Jeremy Messersmith.
How important do you think that sort of way of working with music is? Collaborating, starting afresh.
I like it. I mean, I like both, really. I like the time to sort of think through my own ideas, but they don't really have any kind of relevance or meaning until they're shared. And that sharing is often initially with other musicians, and with and that's a really important part of the way songs evolve, I suppose. I mean, you can have an acoustic guitar song which stays an acoustic guitar song and it's performed as an acoustic guitar song, and it's a simple, and that becomes the song, that's how you record it. But quite often you record something simple and you bring in other musicians and they can take it into a different domain, which that becomes interesting and all part of the collaborative process.
What sort of new music in this area are you sort of tipping? Have you come across anyone that you're very interested in?
Well, I've been getting back into the Kinks concept albums of the 70s. That's kind of inspired me to write my institution's concept record, which of course is a long way coming off fruition. But you mean in terms of newer bands,
people that you've, musicians, doesn't matter whether they're young or old, but that you've come across that you think actually these guys have got something, you know, they're going to go somewhere.
That happens every now and again. A lot of the people that I think that are really going to be important aren't, and vice versa. I mean, I remember going to see, I saw U2 in Kidderminster Town Hall in 1979. I always remember saying to my mate afterwards, God, what a pile of nonsense. They have absolutely, why don't they just go home to Ireland like now? And we were like so depressed because it was one of the, I mean, they went down really well, but we just didn't get it at all. And I had the same feeling with Dire Straits when I saw them at Barbarella's. But I did see Blondie at Birmingham Odeon, and that was enigmatic,
right.
And I got that one wrong. of course, Television were on the same bill, of course, and I thought they were going
to
be huge, but they only did the two albums. Newer bands, I explore new music like most people do through the internet, although it's sometimes a reluctant way of, it's such an overwhelming experience sometimes looking for music out there. It's quite exciting to go back to old-fashioned record shops and look at vinyl and look at album sleeves and think, oh, I wonder what that's like. That looks like it should sound like this.
Well, that's actually becoming more popular, isn't it?
And I can see why, because you don't know what you're getting till you get home, kind of thing. I mean, the problem with vinyl now is it's so expensive, and I think people are loath to pay, to what, 20, 22, 25, 30 pounds for an album.
Now, I wanted to ask you, I want to find out your three favourite songs.
Favourite songs? Mm. One of my absolute favourite songs is All the Young Dudes. It's a Bowie song. The Motley Hoople version just seems to have so much kind of bravado and swagger about it. And it's a great song to play live if you happen to be in a glam rock tribute band, or just to play live anyway. It just seems to feel like it's got a real attitude of the times, you know. It's about youth and excitement. And what other songs do I love? I love Simon and Garfunkel were my childhood passion, you know, as a young teenager before everything got dirty and rocky and harder and Bolan-esque. I was a big Simon and Garfunkel fan, and there's a song of theirs called The Only Living Boy in New York, which it's kind of a really weepy for me, particularly, I feel really emotional about it. Backing vocals at the end, for some reason, are just transcendental. They take you somewhere. Well, they probably take me back to 1970 in my little bedroom with my Fidelity Music Master record player in the throes of having rock and pop dreams or whatever.
Third one.
Oh, okay. This comes to mind for no good reason. The third song is a song by Roy Harper called When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease, which is which is like about bowing out, and it's very emotional.
Well, that was Vinnie Peculiar chatting to Northern Soul there. His new album, The Root Mull Effect, remixed by David Marsden, and out on Cherry Records at the beginning of March. Now, the editor of Northern Soul, Helen Nugent, appeared as a guest on BBC Radio Manchester's introducing show on Saturday night. You can listen to that interview on the BBC iPlayer. Helen chose two new music tracks, so well worth a listen there. Now, that's all from me this week. Next week, I'll have an interview with Sarah Perks, who runs the Corner House in Manchester. She'll be telling us what's going on there in 2014. And there will, of course, be new music from Incan Abraham and Frank Hamilton, plus lots, lots more. Get tweeting at Lucy_McNamara if you want me to play your favourite tunes, and have a safe and happy week from us here at the Northern Soul Podcast.